When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back for Amazing Race Exit Interview. Today we're going to talk about the fifth place finishing team from the Amazing Race. And that is going to be Todd and Ashley, who are going to be joining us here in a couple of moments. Jessica Leese will be here for that one. Of course, if you want to catch the YouTube version of our interview, you can go ahead and do that at robiswebsite.com/YouTube. Mike and I, as Jess was on assignment on Wednesday, we broke down everything from this episode of The Amazing Race as we got down to our final four teams. If you missed any of that, catch our recap from this week's episode of The Amazing Race. Only two episodes left of The Amazing Race 35, if you can believe it or not. I see that we have Todd and Ashley here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Hey, Todd and Ashley, it's Rob and Jess here from RHAP. Very sad to see you both go out of the race. You were a lot of fun to watch. Just overall, how was this entire experience for you?
It was an experience of a lifetime. It was like the greatest experience I think I've ever had. It's always been a dream of mine to go on this show. And sometimes I still pinch myself, like even rewatching it, I'm like, wait, we were literally on the Amazing Race.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, I'm so blessed to be here. And then like a couple legs into it, you're like, no, screw that. Let's win this, you know? And so, but looking back on it, I mean, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah.
Hoping more opportunities to race come about or to compete in anything, really. Yeah. It's so fun.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about what we saw in the last episode, because I didn't see one moment where it looked like that was the turning point that cost you the race. So I would love to know, like, how far behind were you and what do you think happened there?
Jessica, thank you for asking that question. Okay, so getting off that plane, we found our taxi and we're going like E6 North or E4, whatever the highway was called. And because we all researched it, we all knew where we were going. And the guy started driving and I'm like, are we going north? And I look at my compass and we're going south. And so I'm like, dude, we got to turn around. And the taxi driver was like, got on the phone and called somebody. And so I like literally like jumped up, typed in the address to his little GPS, and then I had to show him, see, we're going the wrong way. So we went about 7 minutes wrong in the wrong direction. And then we flipped the Huey and went 7 minutes in the right direction. So we're about 15 minutes behind.
And we knew, like, when we figured out it was skydiving, we knew that it was going to be pulling numbers. So I told Todd, like, if we don't get at least the first two or three, like, we are going to be in a very bad position.
Because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think everyone skydived 15 minutes after each other.
Yeah, so there was a chunk of time between.
So we were four, that's 15, 30, 45 minutes behind number one right off the bat.
Yeah, it looked like in the show that you were all in the same plane and we're just jumping out one after each other.
We were, but so one team would jump and then they would fly around and then the next group. So did go in chunks of time. So when we pulled the number and then knowing that Corey and Rob pulled behind us with the express pass,
right. we're in fifth. Like, you know, they have the express pass. They can make that uphill battle. Right. They can make that jump anytime they want, which is why missing the express pass was the game changer for us. If we would have got that, it would have been a different story.
Yeah. I mean, that was wild with missing the entrance there. And then also that, do you feel like that looked going back and at that moment, were you kicking yourselves when Rob and Corey said that they felt like that you probably could have caught them?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
But my thing too is like, I didn't know there's a gap in between the stairs. And it's like, even if we caught up to them, like, it's going to be like a wrestling match, you know,
like,
and
I don't want to
have to throw people down the stairs, but I'll do it if I have to.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of, you know, it was what it was. If we didn't admit, we were 10 minutes at that express pass ahead of everybody. If we would have just looked, if I used my eyes, you know, maybe we would have got it, you know?
Yeah.
So one of the things that I clocked about your race is how strategic you were and how well you seem to know how the race works and how you can use that to your advantage. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did to prepare to go on the show?
Well, I think we're just really concentrating on politicking and learning people and like learning how to kind of just openly be strategic with the other teams, but not necessarily be conniving. So that's kind of like that was our strategy going in, was like, hey, let's get along with everybody. Let's like help people out, but let's also use it to our advantage.
And we also watched a ton of seasons before we went on, a ton of them. So
our kids are so sick of The Amazing Race. We watched like every season.
Yeah. Like, so we definitely took a lot of notes and watched other past seasons, other teams, and kind of just noticed what they did that helped them get up front or stay consistent. So
yeah, but as far as preparation goes, as far as politicking, I think it's just in us. Like, we're just naturally people. And so like, I think that just lends it really well with the strategy.
For sure.
Yeah, we saw that going back from the first episode where you wanted to give everybody the answer, Todd, to the very first puzzle in terms of finding where everybody was going to go. Did you find that there were any teams that were not as receptive to trying to work together with the two of you?
I mean, not really. The thing about Robin and Chelsea is she was not working with anyone, right? Yeah. They that was their strategy. They weren't going to work with other teams, right? And so I respect that, right? Like, that's their game, right? But yeah, like, everyone was pretty much, we all kind of had an open forum conversation, like, hey guys, let's all work together.
Until we don't need to.
Yeah, so when you're in the back and I'm not working with you, don't be like, don't take it personal. Like, if we're both in the back, I'm not going to be helping as much as when we're in the front.
We had a very loose alliance with Anna Lee and Steve and the military brothers when we got the last flight going into Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And we all said like, hey, this is going to be our alliance, but like, we're going to help each other, but we're not going to help in the way where I'm going to help you get to the next part of the leg. Like, I'm going to help you with like, hey, you know, this is what you need to look for, but we're not going to sit here and wait for you, you know, to like finish your task so we can get move together.
But, and it's all about where it's at in the game. Like, that first episode, when I made that deal with everybody, like people were going, hey, why did you give them the answer? Why didn't you just like run off and not, you know, tell it? It's like too soon in the game, yeah. You know? So you got to, and it's better to, you know, lend a helping hand in the beginning, right? And to kind of get along with people. So it's all situational.
It's game theory. You have to like maximize your, you know, is there a bigger chance that this is going to cost you at the beginning?
Right.
Yeah.
Bingo. Yeah.
Yeah. So is there anything else? Are there any other moments like that we didn't get to see on the show?
Jeez. I know. I mean, I felt like maybe with the Lotus when Greg showed up, like we kind of worked a little bit together where I thought I was going to crush the Lotus and clearly the Lotus crushed me. But it was one of those things where, you know, I did help Greg like, hey, I've been listening to some of these checks and this is what they're saying. When you get in there, get your bigger lily pads and this is what you're going to do.
But I think overall the show did a good job of showing all the instances when we helped each other and when people didn't. So they did a really good job with that. The thing that you don't see a lot in the show and you really can't is like just the vibe you get from people. Like when you get around Liam and Jeremy, like the vibe, like they lift your spirits, right? And that's great, like in a stressful situation. Same thing with Andrea and Milena. Like they were such a good, like emotional uplift when you're around them. Yeah. So it's those little things that really helped me is when you get around certain teams, like they just make you feel better, right? Win, lose, or draw, like you're just happy to be around them. And so that's kind of the thing I drew from.
So, Ashley, I saw that you were not excited to do the skydiving. I would not be either. How much convincing did it take you to do the skydiving initially? And have you gone skydiving since The Amazing Race?
Now that you love it. Well, yes. After I jumped, I was like, oh, I'm hands down doing this again. But I think from when we checked online at the airport and we immediately saw that it was skydiving, I could think of nothing else. The whole plane ride. And then once we get to the field, we only had like an hour sleep. And I didn't sleep because all I kept thinking is I'm going to die. Like, I cannot do this. Am I going to take a penalty? Am I going to ruin this for Todd? Like, I cannot jump out of this plane to the point where like my pits were sweating the entire time. I couldn't catch my breath.
Inside tip. She was like crying. She was crying on the plane. Yeah.
She was sweating. I was just in my head. And what they show is I was on the closest to the window. So all the teams in front of us, I just saw them one by one flopping out of the plane.
And when you see someone fall out of a plane,
it is like
it shocks you. Like, you know, it's going to happen. But when you see, when I first saw Joel drop out of the plane, I was like, oh my goodness, this is real.
So every single time, making it harder and harder for me to like want to jump. And then so Todd jumped before me and he left me up there by myself. But I saw him flop out and I was all, no. I cannot do this. And I like, it really did take everything.
Are you feel good now?
It was incredible. And no, I will tell people like this actual jumping out of the plane is not scary. It's just the ride up there. So you can just get out of your head. And
no, I say jumping out is the scariest part. But once you're out, you're fine. But like, I thought you're going to feel like your stomach drop. Like, you don't feel that. You're just floating. It's like the most amazing experience. It's almost calming. You're like, whoa, this is peaceful.
Yeah. The lady I jumped with was like, this is going to be the most peaceful thing. And I was like, you're a liar. Like, there is no way jumping on a plane is going to be peaceful. But she was right. Like, as we're falling, I'm like, this is incredible. So it was great.
Well, the thing that surprises me about this is typically on Amazing Race, if somebody's going to be skydiving, it's usually only one of you. And yet, Ashley, you were just assuming you were going to have to do it.
Yeah.
Is there an implication there? Or?
Well, when we opened the clue, I mean, it didn't usually, the clue will tell you like either an individual or, and so the clue did say that everyone had to jump, and it was just, so I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. It was great. Cause going into the show, even when we like, even preparing for it, she's like, there's one thing I probably won't be able to do. And that's skydiving. And like me, our family, like, well, if you're going on a show, you better, we will, like your brother was like, I'm going to make fun of you so bad if you don't do it. Right. And so she
that was probably going, my motivation
going into it. She was 50-50. I'm like, Ash, like, let's not go on the show if you're not going to do it. And so she's like, no, maybe. And so I'm so happy for her. I'm so proud of her that she got through.
Well, when we went to the gliding, when we first got to the gliding, I thought that was going to be a skydiving situation. And when it said Todd couldn't do it, I was immediately like, this is it. This is my nightmare. And it wasn't. And it was, you know, my nightmare came a little later.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was so fun to get to watch you both on the season. That you had really great energy, and it was just a fun ride. Sorry, it did not result in a win ultimately, but really fun getting to know you both a little bit on the show. And we wish you nothing but the best outside of The Amazing Race.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I mean, we're consistent. We're fifth. We never place below fifth. I just wish there was more physical challenges, right? Like we could really get physical. So
yeah.
But thank you guys.
All right. Thanks, Todd and Ashley. Take care. Yeah. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. There's Todd and Ashley joining us to talk some Amazing Race 35. We'll be back with another Amazing Race exit interview coming up next week as we get down to the final four teams here, as we are just 2 weeks away from the Amazing Race finale. Hope to see you then. If you missed our recap, be sure to check out me and Mike breaking down the episode. You can catch all that when you're subscribed to the podcast at robiswebsite.com/subscribe. Thanks for listening. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.